here, and I was asking the phone what time it is, and it was telling me the time.
Hello,
and I took my headphones
off. It's a radio show about the life and times of Gregory Girard, the Las Vegas Entertainment
Bluetooth headphones.
Your host is Gregory Girard, a.k.a. G-Money, the self-proclaimed pimp comic, and the teacher from the streets. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard. You can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, and leave a comment. If you're an artist with original music or lyrics, just send your press kit to Gregory at bigmouthgbg@juno.com. On today's show, Gregory tells more stories from his life and takes calls from his listening audience. To listen in or join the conversation, go to blogtalkradio.com/GregoryGirard or call 563-999-3560. That's 563-999-3560. And now, here's your host, Gregory Girard.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Stories. Well, I'm G-Money, the Pimp Comic, and I want to talk about Major League Baseball. Let's talk G-Money Sports.
Take me out to the ball game. Take me out with the crowd.
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack?
Buy me some peanuts, some crack.
Some crack? You want to get some crack? Okay, that sounds good.
I don't care if we never get back. Let me root, root, root for the home team.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Let's talk about the Major League Baseball. This is almost the end of the season, and they're getting ready for the playoffs, which will happen the second or third week in September, and it will continue through the month of October. So, Major League Baseball, the teams are jockeying for position, and they're getting ready for the playoffs. So, the American League has the top 5 teams that are ranked in the American League, and the top 5 teams are as follows. It's the Houston Astros in first place, the New York Yankees in second place, the Seattle Mariners in third place, the Blue Jays from Canada. What is the name of the Blue Jays? The Blue Jays from Canada are in fourth place.
Toronto Blue Jays?
Toronto Blue Jays. Thank you, DJ. The Toronto Blue Jays are in fourth place. And the Cleveland Guardians are in fifth place. And that's the standing for the American League. All right, now let's go to the National League. And the National League has been jockeying for position. They've been playing a couple of playoff games already. And the National League, the top 5 teams in the National League are as follows. In first place is the Los Angeles Dodgers. In second place is the New York Mets. In third place is the Atlanta Braves. In fourth place is the San Diego Padres. And in fifth place is the Philadelphia Phillies. That's the top five teams in the National League. And that's Major League Baseball right now before they actually start in the playoffs. So now let's talk about the NFL, as they had a big game for the beginning of week number two that played Thursday night.
Last night's game, the L.A. Chargers played the Kansas City Chiefs in Kansas City, and the Chiefs won that game 27-24. You bet on Chiefs, and it was Chiefs and under.
All right. Well, that's a win to start the week for G-Money. I was really hesitant about betting against the Chiefs and going with San Diego, but San Diego has a real good football team. They're doing really well. They threw an interception in the fourth quarter, and that's how Kansas City got the lead on them. They ran back an interception that went all the way. It was a pick six, and they scored. And that's what gave Kansas City the win over the Los Angeles Chargers. Okay, well, that's the report for the National Football League for week number two. And we'll have some more of the games this weekend. They will be playing Sunday, and then I think we have a couple of games on Monday Night Football. So that's the National Football League. And you know what? I found out that Tuesday night's game wasn't broadcast on the radio, or wasn't broadcast on TV. You had to get the football package. You had to get the NFL package in order to be able to watch two Thursday nights game on your home TV. And if you go to a club, if they haven't paid for the NFL package, you can't even see the football game at the sports bar unless they bought the NFL package. You can't watch the game on Thursday night. So that's just for your information. If you want to watch Thursday night football, you're going to have to get the NFL package, which is on a special cable channel that you have to pay for so that you can see NFL football on Thursday. All right. Well, luckily, they're still playing NFL football on Monday Night Football, and you can watch NFL football on Sunday. So you just have to buy the NFL package to watch the game on Thursday. They don't have a deal with CBS or with ESPN. You got to buy the package separate so that you can watch National Football League games on Thursday. All right, well, that's G Money Sports Report, and I want to say the games are really good this year. The teams are better, and they got new players, new quarterbacks, and they got new coaches. And the teams are really playing well right now. So it should be a good season. Enjoy the season, people. And I'm going to be making some money with my bet my bets because I pick winning teams all the time. I was 7-8-1 last week, but I'm starting off this week at 1-0. So we'll see what happens when I come back on the radio on Monday. We'll see if I win on the NFL games for this weekend, for Sunday, as I've picked the winners for Sunday already. So we'll see if the winners that I pick, if they actually win this Sunday. So it's time for us to take a commercial break. That's it with NFL football with G-Money Sports Report. We're out of here until Monday when we go over the games, the standing of the games that played on Sunday. All right, DJ Papa D, let's take a commercial break, and we'll be back with some more news and some more music in a minute.
So she says, I want to take $300 to my sister in Henderson. So she goes out and catches the bus to Henderson. And I don't see her again until like 10 o'clock the next morning. And she comes in and she throws some money on the bed for me. And I'm like, okay. And she gets in the bed because she's sleepy. But I get up and I go pay for the room. And we're smoking, and she goes to sleep. And then it's Thanksgiving, so we order pizza for Thanksgiving. And then, like about 11 o'clock at night, you know, he goes through his prep where he shaves and he puts his makeup on and he does his hair and he gets dressed in his little white outfit and he goes out.
Now,
friend of mine actually told me this story. He was working in a carnival as a carny in New York, and he was working in the game section where you would throw a ring over some milk bottles. Well, he had some guys that were dope dealers come, and they tried to win some teddy bears, and they couldn't win. So then they said, hey, we want to bet some money. So he bet them that he could throw the ring and they would land on the milk bottles. And he would throw three rings, and all three rings landed on the milk bottles. So then they threw the rings, and they didn't get any rings to land on the milk bottle. So they lost their money. We have a store on Storytime with GMoney.com where you can buy all kind of G-Money products, everything from towels to blankets, from cups to shot glasses, from T-shirts to baseball caps, and from beanies to hoodies. Yes, we have it all. So just put in your order, and you'll get it with the G, with the $3 sign. That's G-Money. That's my symbol, and that's my brand. G with $3 signs is a symbol that you want to look for. And we're having a contest to see who can have the most G-Money products in their room. So take a picture of yourself with all your G-Money gear and send it to us. And we'll put you on the internet and make you famous on YouTube. My comedy album is going to be a big hit. So get your checkbooks ready, get your credit cards ready, and order the comedy album so that you can have big laughs at your house.
Ladies and gentlemen, may I have your attention? Would you like to make a lot of money? Would you like to increase your wealth? Would you like to be rich? Would you like to increase your personal net worth? Well, you need to join G-Money's wealth building team. Join Team We Believe. That's right. You can join the team by going to Gregory G. Money Girard's Facebook page or go to Storytime with G-Money and sign up with GS Partners. And join the wealth building team. That's right. We're building wealth in the communities all over the world. So all you have to do, sign up and become a member of GS Partners Wealth Building Situation. And you can start collecting G999 coins. The more coins you own, the more money you can make. And the more money you make, the richer you can be. You can increase your personal wealth by millions of dollars. So contact G Money's radio show and listen to the daily report on the value of the G999 coin for your networking pleasure. The more coins you own, the more money you'll make. So join Team We Believe. You can be rich.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366.
That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory@BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I have the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Now, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I have a short story or a joke that I want to share with you. There was a girl that lived in a 5-story apartment complex, and she decided that she was going to go up to the roof and she was going to sunbathe. And so she laid a blanket out and she took all her clothes off and she got nude so that she wouldn't have any tan lines at all while she was laying in the sun and getting a nice golden brown suntan. Well, while she was laying on the blanket, she went to sleep and she rolled off the roof and she started screaming as she fell to the ground, and a man on the 5th floor heard her screaming, and he walked out on his balcony, and he caught her, and he saw that she was naked, and he said, "Ooh, can we have sex?" And she said, "No," and he said, "Okay," and he dropped her over the side of his balcony, and she was screaming as she was falling down, and a man on the 4th floor reached up and caught her as she was falling, and he saw that she was nude, and he asked her if they could have sex, and she said no, and so he took her to the edge of his balcony, and he dropped her off, and she was falling to the ground, and a man in the 3rd floor balcony caught her as she was falling. And she said, "I'll do whatever you want to do. I'll have sex with you. I'll do whatever you want to do." And he said, "Oh, you're a tramp and you're a whore. I don't need you in my life." And he dropped her off the balcony. And she fell all the way to the ground and hit the ground and died. And the moral of the story is giving up a little booty could save your life. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, there were 3 men that were stranded on a tropical island. And they had been on the island for a while. And one man looked up and saw a bottle floating in the ocean, and he was curious, so he swam out to pick up the bottle, to retrieve the bottle, and he walked back up on the shore, and he was rubbing the bottle off, and a genie came out and said, "You have rescued me from my prison inside this bottle. So I give you 3 wishes. And the guy said, "Oh, okay. Well, I want to go back home to my house and I want to have a brand new car at my house. And the genie snapped his fingers, and the man was gone. And then the other two people that were sitting on the island saw him, and they went to the genie, and one guy said, "My turn, my turn." And the genie said, "Yes, you have two wishes left." And the man said, "All right, my turn. I want to go back to my house, and I want to have a brand new two-story house, and I want all of my kids to be at my house, and I want to have two brand new cars, one for me and one for my wife." And the genie snapped his fingers, and the man was gone. And then the last guy was sitting there, and the genie said, "All right, you have one wish left. What would you like to wish for?" And the guy was like, "I don't know. I haven't really thought about wishing for anything. I don't really know what I'd want to wish for. Let me think about it." And the genie said, "That's fine. I'm not going nowhere until after you have your third wish, so I'll just walk around with you." And so the genie and the man walked around the island, and every now and then the genie would ask the man, "Have you thought about what you want to wish for?" And the man was going, "No, I haven't thought about anything yet." And the genie said, "Okay, take your time. I'm in no hurry. I'm going to be here until you have your third wish." And the man was walking around the island, and every now and then the genie would ask him, "Have you thought about your third wish yet?" And the man said, "No, I still can't come up with anything that I'd want to wish for." And the genie said, "That's okay. Take your time. We're not in any hurry to go anywhere. So I'm here. So when you come up with your wish, I'll be here. And you have one wish left. So remember that." And the man said, "Yeah, I remember. Okay." So they walked around for a couple of days on the island, and he was enjoying the genie's company. And then all of a sudden he said, "Wow, I wish my friends were here because we could really have a lot of fun with you being here." And the genie said, "That's your third wish." And he snapped his fingers, and the two men that had been snapped off the island were back on the island again, and they were with the third guy. And they were together again. And the moral of the story is, be careful what you wish for, because you may get it. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, I recorded another story for the listening audience. So if you're ready to hear the story that I recorded for the listening audience, sit back, put your feet up, put your head back, and relax as I'm going to tell you a good story. It's going to be entertaining. It's going to be inspirational. It's going to be educational. And you will be inspired. So, DJ Papa D, play the story that I recorded for the listening audience. And we'll get back to more of the show and more music in a minute. I'm G Money telling you the story that I had a situation at the school district.
and I had to jam up one of the students, so I got sent to the district office. And I was working in the district office, and I was still getting paid every day as a school teacher. So I was showing up every day, and they were signing my substitute sheet, which was my pay sheet every day that I showed up. And I would work in the office with all of the clerks and the secretaries that work in the district office. And we were talking about the kids and how they're misbehaving in school and stuff. And we had a bunch of mailbags because there are 26 elementary schools in Compton Unified School District. There are 8 middle schools, which is 6th grade to 8th grade, and then we got 3 high schools, which is 9th grade to 12th grade. So we have mailbags that sent literature to all the schools. So we had all these mailbags, 26 plus 8 is 34, plus 3 is 37. We had 37 mailbags. Actually, we had a couple extra because we had some detention schools that were continuation schools. So we had like 40 mailbags because we had 3 continuation schools. We had 1 middle school and we had 2 continuation school high schools for the kids that got pregnant that were pregnant during school. So they weren't allowed to go to the regular school. They had to go to a special school. And then we had some kids that were really misbehaving, and they had to go to a detention school. So we had like 3 schools like that. So anyway, we had like 40 bags that we sent mail to all the schools. So we started sending literature to the schools, and I would help put the literature in the mail bags, and we would send the mail out to the different schools. And every day the district had some kind of letter that they sent to the principal at the different schools, and then they had letters that they sent for the secretary of the schools to copy and send it out with the students. So the secretaries would get certain letters, and they would go on the copy machine and duplicate the letters to send to the kids. And the kids would take the letters home. So I worked at the district office for about 3 months. And during that time, they got ready for the school district proficiency exam. Yeah, all the kids in the school district had to take a state exam, and they had to see how they were progressing in school. So we had gotten together with the letter that we sent to the principal to let the principal know that they were getting letters to be sent to all of the parents about a proficiency exam. So we sent the letters to the principal, and then we got the letters together to send to the secretary for them to copy the letters to send home with the kids, so that the parents could be informed that the school was initiating a proficiency exam for all the kids to take the exam to make sure they were learning what they were supposed to learn, and they were operating on school level, on the grade level which they were in. So this was a chance for the kids to prove to the district that they were learning. So we sent the letters out, and the secretaries got the letters and they copied him at their school because all the schools had Xerox machines, and they copied all the letters, and they sent the letters home with all the kids. So all the parents were informed about the proficiency exam that was given on the school campus. Well, during that time, I was planning a talent show. Now, I had done 3 talent shows off campus in the Compton Transit Center, which is the Transit Center. It's the auditorium at the bus terminal, the Greyhound bus terminal. So I had done 3 concerts at the bus terminal, in the auditorium at the bus terminal. And the shows turned out pretty good, but I needed more room because I was planning to invite more students and get more parents to show up at the show. So I started doing shows at all of the middle schools. So I set up talent shows at all the middle schools. It's 8 middle schools in Compton, and I set up talent shows at all 8 middle schools. And since I was serving at all the middle schools, I would go to the middle schools and I would take a flyer that I would pass out at the middle schools, letting all the kids know if you sing, if you got a rap group, or if you got a singing group, or if you got a dance group, then you need to contact me because I'm doing a talent show and I want you to perform in my talent show. So I started getting calls from all of these kids in Compton. I mean, all of the kids started contacting me saying, hey, I got a rap group. Hey, I'm a rapper. Hey, I'm a singer. Hey, I got a singing group, or I got a dance group. And I was like, yeah, well, get all your records, get your music together, and we're going to do a talent show at your school. So I set up the talent shows at each of the schools in the district. And we performed the talent show. So I did a show like every 6 months, like 2 shows a year I did in the schools. And I wasn't getting the attendance from the parents like I really wanted to, but I was getting all the kids involved, and all the kids were coming out, and they were performing. And so it was going really well.
Hear the entire story, go to storytimewithgmoney.com. That's storytimewithgmoney.com.
Policy. It's white chalk on the corner. tape on the Jake. Choppers up a wood, that's cuz some tiny lopes run the streets where I'm from.
This is a small introduction to this Missy Hustle music. 20 and bitches, that's the way that we do it. First get your grind on, then get your shine on. We come through daytime with the lights on. Now hit the fast lane, and let your chain swing. You getting dollars like the doctor, but you gang bang. Yeah, hustle in the half. Yeah, hustle in the half.
Blue rag, ass hat, gold on my neck fat. Gun case, catch that, neighborhood, I rep that. Shoot first, ass last, move, work fast. Cash, grind, hurt, tip that. Squabble with you, get mad. And in my lifetime, I've seen a lot of death. A couple cold nights, it looked like it was nothing left. But God got me, so I got it tatted on my flesh. Slaughter, nigga, you ain't heard shit yet. Cudgy, copy, Buster Rhyme, tiny draw, dipping stone. When he come home, and baby, we dog. And can't forget my big brother, Black Sam. Just a young hood, nigga, with $1 million plan.
Small introduction to this Missy Hustle music. Love money and bitches, that's the way that we do it. First get your grind on, then get your shine on. Then come through daytime with the lights on. Now hit the fast lane, and let your chain swing. You getting dollars like the doctor, but you gang bang. Yeah, hustle in the half. Yeah, hustle in the half.
Look, I came from nothing. Sold every other rapper. Native speculation, real banger, gun clapper. Silent, in the opposition with the Mac. I'm turn him in the candle on the curb. Over blood splat. Fuck rest in peace, shirts, nigga. Where your guns at? Hit them been 2 weeks, and we ain't seen no get back. Type of shit, it's that. Yo, crippin', it's whack. You ain't poppin', you ain't turfed up, nigga. You off deck, I promise. I be out lurking with the pump, goomed up. Black hoodie on, chopper in a trunk. Ready to hop out and do my motherfucking stuff. 6-0, nigga, that's what's up.
This is a small introduction to this Missy Hustle music. 20 and bitches, that's the way that we do it. First get your grind on, then get your shine on. We come through daytime with the lights on. Now hit the fast lane, and let your chain swing. You getting dollars like the doctor, but you gang bang. Yeah, hustle in the half. Yeah, hustle in the half.
This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
Listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
What's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? This is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Story. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet, and I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. Welcome, everybody, to Gregory's story. Well, I'm G Money, the pimp comic, and well, I guess I have time to tell you another story. There was a little boy in the neighborhood, and he went outside one day, and he went to his next door neighbor, who was a girl, and he played with her all day, and he had a lot of fun. And he went home that night and had dinner with his father and told his dad that he had met this girl that lived next door to him, and he really liked her a lot. She was a lot of fun, and he had a good time. And his father said, well, don't get excited about her, because she's your sister. And he said, what? So he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went across the street from his house, and he met a girl that lived across the street. And so he played with her all day, and he had a good time. He had a lot of fun, and he went home that night and had dinner with his father, and he told his dad, hey, I met a girl that lives across the street from us, and she was a lot of fun. I had a good time with her, and his father said, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he said, what? So he went to bed, and he got up the next day. And he walked across the street from his house down to the corner. And he met a girl that lived on the corner. And he played with her all day. And he had a good time. And he went home that evening. And he had dinner with his dad. And he said, Daddy, I met a girl that lives down the street across the street from our house. And she was really nice. And I liked her a lot. And his father said, well, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he's like, what? So he went to bed, and he got up the next day, and he went around the corner from his house, and he met this other girl, and he played with her all day, and he had a good time. And she was tall and blonde and had blue eyes and wore eyeglasses. And she seemed like she was really smart. And he really liked that a lot. And he decided that he was going to marry her when he got older. So he went home and told his dad at dinner that he had met a girl that lived around the corner, and she was tall and blonde and had blue eyes and seemed to be really smart, wore eyeglasses, and he liked her a lot. And he decided that he was going to marry her when he got older. And his father said, well, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. And he said, what? She's my sister. Every time I meet a girl, you tell me, don't get excited about her because she's my sister. I don't know what to think. I'm all confused. I don't know if I'm ever going to meet a girl that I can like that's not going to be my sister. I don't know what to think. Mama! And his mother came in and said, yeah, baby, what's the problem? He said, every time I meet a girl, I come home and tell Daddy that I met this girl. And he tells me, don't get excited about her because she's your sister. I don't know what to think. I'm so confused. I don't know how to think because I don't know if I'm ever going to meet a girl that can be my girlfriend. Because all the girls I'm meeting, he's telling me, are my sisters. So I don't know what to think, Mama. Can you help me? And his mother said, oh, baby, don't worry about what that man said. Because, see, he's really not your daddy. I'm G-Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. There was a man that was riding on the freeway, and his cell phone rang, and he answered it, and it was his wife. And she was saying that she was watching the news, and it was somebody riding the wrong way on the freeway. So she told him to be careful on his way home because there was somebody riding the wrong way on the freeway, and if he's not careful, he might have an accident. So he said, okay, baby, thank you for the information. I'm going to be careful. I'm going to look out as I'm driving home. And then he was driving on the freeway, and he noticed that it was a lot more than one car driving the wrong way on the freeway. And he said, oh, my God, there's not one car, but there are hundreds of cars driving wrong way on the freeway. Oh, goodness, what do I do? I'm G Money, the pimp coming. And if you didn't know, now you know. You know, I knew a turtle that was homeless that crossed the highway. And why did he go to the other side of the street? Because he had to go to the Shell station. I knew a bear that was, we were trying to feed in the jungle, but the bear couldn't eat because he was a stuffed bear. I knew a girl that had three strands of hair, and she put grease in her hair and combed her hair to the side, and she called her hairstyle Dippity Doo. And I told her it'll dip, but it won't do. You know, I knew this guy that was a Bible salesman, and he went to work one day, and he sold 500 Bibles that day. And he went into the office and told his boss that he had sold 500 Bibles. And the boss said, how did you do that? And he's like, well, I went door to door. And I knocked on the door, and when people came to the door, I told them that I was selling Bibles, and I wanted to know if they wanted to buy a Bible. And I was waiting for their answer, and I told them, well, if they don't want to buy a Bible, they can listen to me read it to them. Oh, I'm G Money, the pimp gummy, and if you didn't know, now you know. There were three old ladies. The oldest one was 96 years old, and she had a younger sister that was 94 years old, and she had a baby sister that was 92 years old, and they all lived together in the house together. And one day the oldest sister got up and she drew a bath. And she got ready to get into the tub, but she couldn't remember if she was getting in or she was getting out. She couldn't remember if she had taken her bath already or she was just getting ready to take her bath. So she was confused. So she called her sister. And her other sister, she said, sister, I need you to help me. I'm confused up here, and I'm getting ready to take a bath, I think. And the other sister was saying, okay, I'll be up there in a minute. And she started walking up the stairs, but she couldn't remember if she was going up the stairs or she was going down the stairs. And so she called her other sister that was in the kitchen eating breakfast. And she said, sister, we need your help. We're confused and we don't know what's going on. We need your help. And the baby sister said, man, I am so glad I haven't lost my memory that I can remember stuff, because you guys can't remember a thing, knock on wood. And then they said, well, sister, hurry up. We need you to come up here and help us. And she's like, okay, I'll be up there in a minute, but I got to answer the door first. I'm G Money, the pimp comic. And if you didn't know, now you know. All right. Well, now it's time for us to take another commercial break and play another song. I think I want to hear something from the East Siders and Snoop Dogg and his boys, the East Side. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute. I would walk around, and any girls that I saw that were sitting around and they weren't dancing, they were just either because they were fat or because they were ugly or because they weren't dressed real nice. Nobody had asked them to dance. So I would make it my business to walk around, and I would see the girls that were sitting at the tables by themselves. They would be patting their foot and banging their fingernails on the tables, but they weren't getting up to dance. So I would walk around, and I'd see these girls, and I'd go up and ask them to dance. And they would be so happy to get up and dance. And they'd say, yes, I want to dance. And they would get up and they'd dance with me. And I would have them on the dance floor sweating, because I made them work for it. I made them dance until they were tired.
Where we going, dog?
See, we're going to go to Planet Snoopiter where the bitches is blue, man.
Snoopiter? Man, why Snoopy Dogg always get to fly? I'm the flyest motherfucker in here, though.
Hey, you a shooter, man.
No, I'm the shooter.
I say we just get the fuck up out of here. Y'all ready?
Let's do it.
Go,
hip
hop.
Yosemite. Got my 40 on me, that's my mini me. Damn near anything I want, I can afford it.
Listen.
Never hustle backwards, always forward.
Progression.
I can multitask, always on the grind.
Ball.
I can walk and chew gum at the same time.
Ball.
I ain't on hiatus, I ain't missing an action. I'm the center of attention, bitch, the main attraction. When I enter the turf, when I pull up,
what happens?
People gather around me like an ice cream truck.
No cap.
People always ask me what I do for a living.
What you do?
I wear many hats. I'm something like Liz.
I love liquor and sex.
Sex.
Booty and breath.
Breath.
A couple stretch marks and cellulite on her flesh. She got her legs open like a field goal pile. Booty softer than the King Hawaiian roll.
Uh-oh.
Bitch.
Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up? Blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up? Blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up? Blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big, big subwoofer. Blow the windows out of frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big, big sub.
Big sub.
subwoofer bouncing like a trampoline. Glass shake when I roll past the scene. Candy apple paint dripping classic green. Everybody eating, you can ask the team. Fast and mean, speakers bumping, tags is clean. Keep me something to smoke on, bad bitch to poke on. Bass hit like an earthquake, you niggas hold on. I hit the block and roll on.
My bitch got ass like 218s. Her favorite Too Short song is in those jeans. Check it, baby, if you like this song. Do a nasty dance every time they turn it on. It's got more bass than baseball. She down on her knees, she wanna face yo. I gotta get what she want. Turn it up loud and let that shit bump. Everybody love the funk. Bumping in the trunk. You in the back seat wishing you was in the front. She said something, asking if I heard. But bitch, I can't hear one motherfucking word.
Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back. Like, what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up.
Big subwoofer. Big titty hooker, cocaine cooker, rooftop looker, looked out and saw TJ Hooker, jumped off the roof like Superfly Snooker. You know me, I'm up in it like a booger, then I treat the bitch like some dice and I shook her. I heard this youngin' screaming like a woman, yelling that they coming, nigga we ain't running. It's a new day, still got the AK, if these bitches wanna take it back to 88, turn the music down, before we lockin' horns, keep the party going. It's a false alarm.
Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big subwoofer in the back, like what's up, blow the windows out the frame. It's a party when I pull up. Big sub.
So I'm running in the outfield for this fly ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball, and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see a cake fall. Nothing drops in my outfield. And out of nowhere, my frat, my Sam's, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field and he passes me up and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from?
Give me some of that G-shit, Goldie Lowe. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah. Check this out, y'all. We got Snoop Dogg in the house tonight with the homeboy Trey D. Wainiac, Triplo, and Goldie. Forte from the Bay. What you say? We got Snoop Dogg in the house tonight with the homeboy Trey D. Wainiac, Triplo, and Goldie. Forte from the Bay. We do this like every day.
Did you get the dank? Did you get the dank? Yeah, I got the dank. You got the gas on the tank? VIP status. Don't need an apparatus. Cause the niggas I fuck with, they all about the caps. Down in Yellow Brick Road, my destination, the doghouse. Coastin' Remy, Filler Jimmy's, we going all out. Looking for the wizard, creeping through the fog. Got some badass bitches headed to the players ball. They gon' be stripping and wiggling ass. Hope you brought your player pad. Trady Goldie half dead, the twins blaze sack. Bigger than big every day in LA. Folks say, representing for the whole damn day.
Doghouse. Turning it out, and if you ain't dope, you got to get the fuck out. That's on the OGDP, and that's how it is when you fucking with me.
Don't matter how you come, use all angles. Ties become tangled when the cutthroat strangles. My hook up the Lone Ranger, better float like a nationwide sky pager. Some hoes save us, talk about being players. On the real, we can deal with your player haters. We hit the spot, every city got a block. What you make it when you take it to a different type of level that it pops. Know the dog keep the hip rock, steady banging. Hoes steady singing from the gang that we claiming. Yo, it's Wainiac, the maniac. Trip low, won't you spit that rap? Park my shit and jump out, I'm at the homie spot. To see if he flow with me up to the doghouse. Hit the
again, it's on Big Chief and remind me of Zenobia's place. Ladies all over the place, a nigga super late, how we like it. Sagging in my 501s, killing my lungs, keeping these homies and bitches on
we
one.
Got Snoop Dogg in the house tonight with the homeboy Trey G. Moniac, Trip Loke, and Goldie. Forte from the Bay. What you say? We got Snoop Dogg in the house tonight with the homeboy Trey D. Moniac, Trip Loke, and Goldie. Forte from the Bay. We do this every day.
Man, I got warrants, bad tags, still saying fuck it. Headed up the doghouse, swerving in the bucket. Puffing on some bomb from my comrade Blue. And got my little bitch catching contact too. House shoes with the blue khaki suit, my lopes on. Swooping to some super fly, getting my smoke on. Nigga Goldie Loke got the heat on roasted. Forte on this way, plus the twins is toasted. About to set it off, bet it's off the hook. Straight crooks, getting money off the book. Making nothing but the gangster shit that niggas loving. Thugging at the house party, fuck going club.
Dog house, turning it out. And if you ain't dope, you got to get the fuck out. That's on the OGDP. And that's how it is when you fucking
let
with
me hear you say pimps, banks, hustlers. Let's all get the money to murder these motherfuckers. Cocksuckers, they can't stop us. Now put up your choppers, just in case they rolling with them coppers. I shut them down, dog pound for them bitches. I be seeing you snitches every time I'm hitting switches. Ice skating over ditches. I'm true to the game, plus I'm out to get the riches. I be bobbing down the road, trying to bag up my baskets. I'm sagging so hard, I'm tearing up the back of my khakis. I'm trying to reach my dog, Dirty Red, but that hope won't let me know which way to go. I'm moving slow. My chucks only come with 100 miles of walking, 100 miles of running, smelling funny, and I'm gunning, nigga. Dog found gangsta crib for life, and we gon' party in this motherfucker all damn night,
we
nigga.
We got Snoop Dogg in the house tonight with the homeboy Trey D. Waniac, Trip Loke, and Goldie. Forte from the Bay. What you say? We got Snoop Dogg in the house tonight with the homeboy Trey D. When he got Trip Loke and Goldie. Forte from the Bay. We do this like every day.
So I'm running in the outfield for the squad ball. We got two men on base, and both of them, I'm sure, are running because this guy has hit the ball, and it's going over my head, and I'm running for the ball. And I'm like, oh, man, what do I do? And I'm running, and I see a gang fall. Nothing drops in my outfield, and out of nowhere, my frat, my Sam's, my line brother, Brother Love, comes out of left field, and he passes me up, and he catches the ball over his shoulder. He runs and catches the ball over his shoulder. He makes a miraculous catch, and I'm shocked. I'm like, where the hell did you come from? This is G Money, and I was telling you my comedy album is coming, and it's here. You can go to storytimewithgmoney.com. So pick up a few albums and pick the ones you want, but they're available right now on storytimewithgmoney.com. That's where they're located.
You're listening to Gregory Stories on Blog Talk Radio. To join the conversation live, call 323-870-4366. That's 323-870-4366. You can also join us live on blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Girard. by going to the link for this episode, clicking on the chat button, and sending us a message. If you're a talented artist with original music, then send Gregory your press kit and a sample of your original work to Gregory at BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. That's BigMouthGVG@Juno.com. And if you're good enough, you might even get a record deal. And now, back to the show.
And everybody around the world, this is G Money, the Pimp Comic, and I'm hosting Gregory's Stories. It's an internet radio show where we're broadcasting around the world. That's right, I'm broadcasting on 7 continents so that everybody can pull up the radio show and listen to the activities I'm talking about. I got the best radio show on the planet. And I'm the entertainer of the year for 2022. So welcome, everybody, to Gregory's Story. Well, I'm G Money, the Pimp Comic. And, well, I think I want to play another song for the listening audience. DJ Papa D, can you pull up something by Ice Cube for the listening audience? I think Ice Cube had a couple of songs on his album that I liked a lot. So let's see if we can play something from Ice Cube. And we'll be back for more of the show in a minute.
Everybody from the hood, it's up to no good. You think all the girls around here were tricking? Up there looking like Super Chicken. At night I see a light through my bedroom window, but I ain't got shit but the pack and pistol. I can't.
back. See, you still doing that shit, Andre?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah.
Check me out. It's still Dre Day, nigga. AK, nigga. Though I've grown a lot, can't keep it home a lot. Cause when I frequent the spots that I'm known to rock, you hear the bass from the truck when I'm on the block. Ladies, they say homage, but haters say Dre fell off. Pow, nigga, my last album was The Chronic. They wanna know if he still got it. They say rap's changed, they wanna know how I feel about
it. If you ain't up on pain,
Dr. Dre is the name, I'm ahead of my game. Still puffin' my leaf, still fuck with the beats. Still not loving police. Still rock my khakis with a cuff and a crease.
For sure.
Still got love for the streets, reppin' 213. Still the beat bang, still doing my thing. Since I left, ain't too much change.
Still, I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
Cause the last time you heard from me, I lost some friends.
Well, hell, me and Snoop, we dipping again. Kept my ears to the streets, signed Eminem. He's triple platinum, doing 50 a week. Still, I stay close to the heat. And even when I was close to defeat, I rose to my feet. My life's like a soundtrack, I wrote to the beat. Street rap like Cali weed, I smoke till I'm asleep. Wake up in the AM, compose a beat. I bring the fire till you're soaking in your seat. It's not a fluke, it's been tried, I'm the truth. Since turn out the lights from the world-class wrecking crew. I'm still at it, after mathematics. In the home of drive-bys and acmatics. Swap me, sticky green and bad traffic. I dip through, then I give you the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E. It ain't nothing but mohawk shit. Another classic CD for y'all to vibe with. Whether you're cooling on the corner with your fly bitch,
yes.
Lay back in the shack, play this track. I'm representing for the gangsters all across the world.
Still, hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
I'll break your neck, damn near put your face in your lap. Niggas try to be the king, but the ace is back.
So if you ain't up on things,
Dr. Dre be the name, still running the game. Still, got it wrapped like a mummy. Still ain't tripping, love to see young blacks get money. Spend time out the hood, take their moms out the hood. Hit my boys off the job, no more living hard. Barbecues every day, driving fancy cars. Still gon' get my regard.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
I'm representing for them gangsters all across the world.
Still,
hitting them corners and them lolos, girl.
Still, taking my time to perfect the beat. And I still got love for the streets, it's the D.R.E.
Right back up in your motherfucking ass. 9-5 plus 4 pennies, add that shit up. D.R.E. Right back up on top of things. Smoke some with your dough. No stress, no seeds, no stems, no sticks. Some of that real sticky, icky, icky. Ooh-wee. Put it in the air, air. Boy, you's a fool, D.R.
Candle on my birthday cake, we're gonna bake a birthday cake. Put another candle on my birthday cake, I'm another year old today. I'm gonna have a party with my birthday cake.
Yeah, what's up, Las Vegas and everybody around the world? Well, it's Friday and it's time to shut the show down. I hope you enjoyed the show all week long. And now it's Friday and it's time for me to get out the air chair and go somewhere. I got people to see and places to go, don't you know? And it's going to be a good weekend because the Raiders, Las Vegas Raiders, are playing football right here at home this weekend. So they're going to be playing in Raiders Stadium this week, and I'm going to look forward to the game on Sunday. All righty then. Well, before we get out of here, I need to acknowledge my fam and my friend that's celebrating their birthday today. So, if we can, DJ Papa D, can you tell me if we got some birthdays that we want to acknowledge on today, which is September 18th? 19? What is it? Something like that.
16.
All right.
September 16th.
September 16th.
All right, here are the birthdays. Here are the birthdays for September 16th, 2022. Happy birthday to Larry Richmond, sporting his blue and white. Happy birthday to Sonia Good. Happy birthday to Ty Brownlow. Happy birthday to Cecilia Ann Quarles. Happy birthday to Laura A. Levine, MED, Masters in Education. Happy birthday to Jonah Rowe. Who's 36 years young today. Happy birthday to T. Anthony Taylor. Happy birthday to Richard A. Ducree. Happy birthday to Kuntre Carroll, who is 33 years old today. Happy birthday to Miklos Harris, 63 years young today. Happy birthday to Fred Duval. Happy birthday to Cameron Sims, who's 40 years young today. Happy birthday to Gabrielle Simone, who's 30 years old today. And last but not least, happy birthday to David Alley. You might remember him. He was a friend of your little brother Randy from the old neighborhood, one of the Alley brothers. And birthdays, all the birthdays on September 16th, 2022.
Well, all right. Happy birthday to everybody that's celebrating their birthday today on September 16th, 2022. I want to wish you the best, and I know God's blessing you with the graciousness of our Lord and Savior as he's given you his best so that you can be the best that you can be. May you pray in God's glory and receive his everlasting love and attention for the life that you're living. And I want to wish you a happy birthday. And remember, if you get some, you know, make sure you call me, because it ain't no fun if the homie can't have none. And I'm here for you. I want to celebrate with you in your moment of glory. Since today is your birthday and we are recognizing your advancement in years. So I want to wish you a birthday song that I recorded for your birthday pleasure. And it goes like this. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday, happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you, and may you have many, many more. Yes, happy birthday to you. Today is your special day. And may you go with the grace of our Lord and Savior and go with the goodness that Jesus Christ has blessed you with on this day of royalty. May you live in God's glory and his honor in the world that he provided for you to live a long time. Well, I'm going to say I'll see you next week. Today is Friday, and I hope you enjoyed the radio shows all week and you share them with your friends so that we can have more people listening to the show every week as I'm putting together new plans for new adventures on the radio. So I want to say before we go, I'll see you on Monday and have a good weekend this weekend. Be safe and go with God's glory and his safeness in this world we live in today. All right, in the name of G-Money, I want to say let us pray. Talking to you as Reverend G. Money, because I've read in the Bible that says if two or more people come together in my name, I will be there. Well, I hope we had more than two people praying with me so that God could be in our midst and help us get through this situation, because only God can stop this virus. Since we're not smart enough to stop it ourselves. So I want to take my platform, take my radio show, and I want to use this opportunity so that we can pray to God. I think we should have prayer, and all of the listeners can join me in prayer. And I pray that God gives me the words and the wisdom to say the right thing and gives me the knowledge to impress everybody with my wisdom and have the Holy Spirit bless me at this time. In the name of God the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit, I pray to you that you come down and you dissolve this virus that's affecting everybody around the world. I ask that you stop the death and the dying, and you stop the machine guns and the killing on the planet, and you stop the burials and the wars that are going on the planet. I ask that you come in and you interrupt the devil for what he's trying to do to the earth. I ask that you stop the virus and slow down or eliminate all the deaths from the virus in the United States and around the world. I ask you, Lord, that you take control of the school district so that they do the right thing, so that kids don't go to school and infect their teachers and infect other students with the virus, the ones that have the virus, or the ones that don't even know if they have the virus, but they're going to school and being in crowded classrooms anyway. Lord, I ask you to stop all the prejudice and all the gun violence in the world, that we can stop people from killing each other, that we can interrupt all of the hate and the prejudice on the planet, that we can stop the wars on the planet, and that we can live in peace and harmony, that black and white and Asians and Mexicans and Indians can all get along, because we're all in this place together and we are living for the purpose of trying to be good citizens and we ask that you bless us with your graces and stop all of the violence and get rid of all of the evil that the devil is presenting to the planet. And you pray for our president, because we really didn't know what we were doing when we elected Donald Trump as president. He's really turning out to be an idiot. And we need to have some real leadership in this time of pandemic affairs. So I ask you, Lord, in the name of God, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, I ask you to bless us and save us from all of the ignorance that's bestowed upon us on this planet. And I also want to pray that we get the cure for the virus. Lord Jesus, I ask you, since you are the Savior of the world, to continue to bless us and look over us and look after us as we are doing the best we can to exist on this planet together among each other. For thy is the kingdom, the power, and the glory is yours, now and forever. And in your name I say, hallelujah, 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 Lord God on high. Amen. Money, and I'm here to say, I rap on the microphone like back in the day. I came to party, didn't come to play. They shot me now, pick five all day. I'm G-Money, number one on the mic. Got diamonds on my fingers, the kind that you like. Got my name on my hat and my name on my shoes. Step master of the blue side, blue stepping crew. I'm G-Money, used to live in the park, getting high with my homeboy in the park after dark. The camp was a lot, and in the desert first, the camp blew up like a battlefield nurse. I'm G-Money, and I'm blowing up the spot. Got all of my homeboys smoking up all my pot. All of my ladies singing, ready or not. All my lyrics, big, nasty, and hot. I'm hot like a blazing fire, burning up the planet. Double date with Christy and her roommate, Janet. All of my women cooking home-cooked meals. My skin is shiny, just like a black seal. I'm G-Money, ladies love my style. I'm cool in the neighborhood, they love my smile. I'm running through the city and I'm walking for a mile. Don't call me on the phone unless you call my dial. I'm G-Money, it's a family affair. I'm hanging with the homies and we go everywhere. They say I'm so fly, they call me Savoy Fair. Girls in my neighborhood, Prince braid my hair. I'm the money, and I'm swinging on the swing like a gangster on the run. I'm like a street king. I'm the money, and I want the world to know I'm an OG gangster with the old school flow. 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 I'm the money, and I want the world to know I'm a straight OG with the old school flow. Old school flow. Old school flow. I'm the money, and I'm here to say I rap on the microphone like back in the day. Came to party, didn't come to play. Can't stop me now. 6-5 all day. I'm G Money, the pimp dumb. And if you didn't know, now you know. And now that you know, go and tell somebody. Heard me?
Joining Gregory Gerard on Blog Talk Radio. Gregory Stories is live on the air every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 3 p.m. Las Vegas time. Gregory invites you to visit him at blogtalkradio.com/Gregory Gerard, where you can listen to past episodes, subscribe to his show, leave a comment, and find him on social media. If you are a talented artist with original music, send your press kit and a sample of your original music to Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor, contact Gregory at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. If you're interested in learning more about how you can help solve homelessness in Las Vegas, contact Gregory Gerard at BigMouthGVGPromotions@gmail.com. Gregory Stories is produced by Big Nasty Records, a subsidiary of Big Nasty Promotions, LLC.
Again.
Pimp crazy. Playboy Prince. That's G-G-G-G Money.
Hey, G-Money.
G-G-G-G-G-G-G-Money.
Hey, G-Money. Someone just robbed the bank. Have you seen anyone suspicious?
Madman, you were such an ugly baby. Your mother outsourced you to the maid next door. And she breastfed you with powdered milk.
G-Money, you're so black. Your mama had to leave the light on at night so she could find you.
Batman, you were so ugly. You had to sneak up on a glass of water to get a drink.
Yeah, well, the only hoes G-Money the Pimp Comic is pimping are the ones who live with him at the old folks' home.
Batman, you were so ugly. You had to tie a bone around your neck to get the dog to play with you.
G-Money, you think smoking crack is normal?
Batman, you used to be called Turtle Man. You wore pink tights, a red cape, and a green power glove, and you wore a turtle mask because you were always the last one to the crime scene.
G-Money is the only person who puts an outhouse on the back of his wheelchair.
Batman, your best friend was a boy in tight.
G-Money is so stupid, he thought the Asian race was how they determine the leader of China.
Batman, you're the only superhero that loses his superpowers when he gets audited by the IRS.
G-Money was born with two heads, but only half a brain.
Batman can't even fly.
It's a good thing G-Money is blind, so he can't see how ugly he is.
Batman dresses like a clown figure, like the Joker, the Penguin, or the Riddler.
G-Money got his fashion sense from watching the Fat Albert show.
Batman is the only superhero whose arch enemy is a clown.
G-Money is so stupid, he thinks chunky monkey ice cream is made out of actual monkeys.
Batman is an idiot. He wore black and got marked action in night school.
G-Money is so stupid, he dropped out of kindergarten.
Batman is the only superhero that if he got locked up, he couldn't break out. He'd have to do his time and wait on his appeal.
G-Money's jokes are so old, he stole them from Moses.
Batman was the only superhero that didn't have any friends. His mama would put him in the corner so he could play with his shadow.
What? This is ridiculous.
Batman, your breath is so bad. It smells like you've been eating oysters and cabbage.
G-Money is an idiot.
Batman got a little dick.
G-Money's dick is so small. Okay, you win. I'm wasting my time here. I have to go. I have crime to fight. G-Money is a fool.
Watch my back. I'm a comedian from LA.
I work from Diego to the Bay. I tell jokes about animals and women with no hair. I talk.